This is the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, words, and actions of Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, representing the 19th Congressional District, and Paul Tonko, a Democrat from Amsterdam, from the 20th Congressional District. The 538.com website reports that so far, the first-term congressperson Delgado votes with Donald Trump's positions 3.6% of the time. Since Democrats took over the House of Representatives, Tonko also votes with Trump's positions 1.8% of the time. In the previous congressional session, Tonko voted with Trump 22.6% of the time.
Emily Munson is reporting for the Times Union about the barrage of aggressive messaging aimed at U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado on cable and social media as the 2020 election cycle looms. On November 18th, the American Action Network, a conservative advocacy group, launched a $125,000 television and digital advertising campaign urging Delgado to vote no on impeaching President Donald Trump. The same day, Protect Our Care, a healthcare advocacy organization, kicked off an online advertising push to promote the work of Delgado and other Democrats on legislation intended to lower drug costs. Protect Our Care is spending $2 million in 15-second commercials targeting districts from 10 freshman Democrats, including Delgado. The Republican National Committee bankrolled a commercial attacking Delgado's impeachment support in October. The spot aired on CBS 6 Albany. FCC records show Delgado's counsel tried to block the airing of the advertisement by suggesting it made false claims about the congressman's legislative record, but the station chose to run the commercial. On his part, Delgado released his first 2020 campaign commercial in October and has been buying TV spots on NBC stations in the Albany area. The commercial highlights the many town hall meetings Delgado has held within the 19th Congressional District, a practice in strong contrast to his predecessor. And you can read the full story in the Times Union.
Paul Tonko, but not Antonio Delgado, signed a letter with 106 other members of Congress November 21st, demanding that the White House fire senior advisor to the president, Stephen Miller, because of his racist views. A slew of recent emails from Miller with racist comments were unveiled in the media. This week, the U.S. Senate passed Representative Antonio Delgado's bill to rename the Pine Plains Post Office after fallen soldier Senior Chief Petty Officer Shannon M. Kent. Kent, a Dutchess County native, was killed in Syria by a suicide bombing during her fifth combat tour in the Middle East this past January. Quote, Senior Chief Petty Officer Shannon M. Kent devoted her life to protecting our country and defending our democracy, and with Senate passage of this legislation, we are one step closer to renaming the Pine Plains Post Office the Senior Chief Petty Officer Shannon M. Kent Post Office, unquote, Delgado said. Quote, the courage and devotion to our nation shown by Kent should be an inspiration to us all. I urge the president to sign this bill into law as soon as possible to honor the life and legacy of Kent in this permanent way, unquote. While Republican Elise Stefanik and Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney have starred in impeachment hearings the last 2 weeks, other Hudson Valley representatives have been mostly quiet on the issue. Paul Tonko and Antonio Delgado have released few statements nor done many interviews about impeachment. Delgado addressed the issue briefly and blandly at a November 23rd town hall meeting in Delaware County, broadcast live on WGXC.
It's a pretty difficult, tumultuous time. We just went through a whole week of public hearings with the impeachment inquiry. This is not something that those who have been tracking me from the beginning. I was not out there pushing for an impeachment proceeding from day one. I was trying very thoughtfully, I would argue, to pursue this in a way where we could make this the least partisan as we possibly can. This is a political tool. It is. I mean, that's what the founders ultimately intended it to be. It is a political tool, not necessarily a legal one. It has legal ramifications. It is a political tool. And if we're going to implement it, we're going to be thoughtful about the ways in which the electorate will respond. Things changed quite a bit, in my estimation, when the president admitted that he sought a political favor from Katie Hatchett. And to me, at that point, we talked about a sitting president potentially utilizing power of the presidency, the seat of the presidency, to influence a future election and implicate our national security along the way. I have found the testimony of many of the witnesses to be credible and to be alarming. so as you move forward, I know that there will be future conversations and hearings and thoughts about this. It's a tough time. You know, I did not run to impeach the president. It's not why I decided I want to serve. I decided I want to serve because I grew up in upstate, I grew up in Schenectady, working class kid, and I was able to benefit from a system that prioritized everyday working Americans and my family was, the working GD. And I wanted to figure out how to give back. I wanted to figure out how to serve and help folks, everyday folks. And it is tough to be a first-term member of Congress in my first year and deal on the front end with the longest government shutdown in this country's history. You forget about that sometimes. And on the back end, an impeachment. I mean, if someone told me this is going to be my first year of Congress, it's been a lot. So I've tried to keep my head down. I've tried to be principled every step of the way, and I've tried to be accountable to you every step of the way. And we might not agree on everything, and that's natural. But what I hope we can do is at least be agreeable to each other when we disagree. We can be civil to each other. Because the one thing that I don't like right now that's happening in our country is how divisive and how partisan and how ugly and how nasty the rhetoric is becoming when you don't agree. We have to remember who we are.
Paul Tonko does not list any public events on his website ever. Antonio Delgado lists only public appearances on his website that his staff organizes, and he has none listed this week.